And as we've just been discussing, the move by CEOs to sign a letter urging Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to end the political stalemate over same-sex marriage appears to have divided the ministry. The battle lines were drawn when Immigration Minister Peter Dutton told the CEOs to, quote, stick to their knitting rather than bully governments to accept their position. But Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and the Education Minister Simon Birmingham both came out in defence of the letter writers, saying that the CEOs have the right to speak out on social issues like marriage equality. The letter was signed by the heads of 30 of the nation's biggest companies, including Qantas, Telstra and the Commonwealth Bank. One of the signatories was Tim Reid, chief executive of the business software firm MYOB, who joins me in the breakfast studio. Tim Reid, welcome to breakfast.
Fran, great to be here.
Why did you sign the letter?
I signed it because it's important to me personally, but more so because it's an important business issue. You know, we outlined in the letter the case for this. We think that it's important for employees, we think it's important for customers, and we think it's important for our nation. We think our businesses will be stronger when we're able to implement marriage equality and for the nation to move forward from there. And so I think this has been a growing issue in the community, but I signed it for those reasons.
So you weren't bullied into doing so by marriage equality activists? That's what the minister suggested over the weekend, that big corporations were victims of bullying, afraid of being targeted by online activists.
I wasn't bullied into doing this. I did this of my own free volition. I think it's a really important thing. I think, and I explained to 250 leaders in our business on Friday why I did this. And the response that I got was quite overwhelming. You know, this is clearly supported in our workplace. I don't believe that businesses are walled gardens or cocoons anymore. I think there's quite porous boundaries between a business and the broader community. And as a leader of the business, you need to think about the broader community in every decision that you make.
And you're supported, you're confident you're supported by your customers and your shareholders in this decision?
I haven't gone out and polled them, but I'm absolutely confident that I'm supported by the broader community because the statistics show that. And I'm certainly confident that the environment that we've built at MYOB is an inclusive one and is one where gay people have the same opportunities as straight people. And it's one where the broader MYOB team members, and I can read you a couple of the emails that I got back if you're interested, because the sentiment that this picked up in our organisation is quite incredible.
From within the staff, you mean?
Yes.
So what did people say?
So one from one of our New Zealand team members. Thanks for taking a stand on marriage equality. I didn't know I valued the right to get married until I had the right. When you don't have it, you don't dream what it can bring to your life. I know when I have my civil union with my wife, there's nothing better than declaring your love for a person you love in front of other people you love. 20 minutes before that ceremony was the most nervous I've ever been in my whole life. Not having equality and what it means for your rights, for your partner at your death is pretty detrimental and even more so for my child. I was quite surprised that I teared up when you mentioned it because it's such an important principle.
So I think the minister would suggest, well, that's a social issue. That's to do with a person's own life and nothing to do with your business. And you should, as he says, stick to your knitting. Tell me why you see that as an important part of your business model.
We operate in a competitive marketplace. It's really important for us that every single team member come to work and do the best that they can do, be the best that they can be, and make the largest contribution that they possibly can. The market that we exist in continues to evolve and develop, continues to be disrupted at quite a rapid rate. So I need employees who are there, who are willing to take risks, who are willing to take on new challenges and tackle them with a breadth of strategies. It's very difficult for me to imagine a person going out and actually taking that risk and feeling that they have the license to be able to do that if they don't don't come from a very strong point of confidence and a strong core. We know the statistics, right? We know that gay teenagers have a higher suicide rate than straight teenagers. We know that the use of recreational drugs is higher. And we know that part of the reason for that is that they're part of a society that says to them, you don't have the same rights as other people. You fundamentally aren't valued the same way that other people are. And so for me, if I want to encourage employees to be in an environment where they can aspire to be the best they possibly can. I've got to make sure that they're coming from a place where they feel as secure as they can, where they feel valued for who they are, where they're not looking back and questioning whether they have the same rights and whether they're valued in the same way as the team member next to them.
And you believe that will have that will strengthen your business, that will have an economic spin-off in a sense.
I do. I think our team will achieve more. I think more customers will be attracted to our brand.
It's 2 minutes to eight. Our guest is Tim Reed, CEO of the business software provider MYOB, which has signed this letter of CEOs to the government, to the Prime Minister. The Minister, Peter Dutton, said the CEOs are, quote, jamming political correct views down our throats. Do you accept there are some in the community, perhaps many in the community, for whom legislating for marriage equality is not a top issue? It's housing affordability, it's jobs, it's wages, it's taxes.
I absolutely do, and I don't think that those are non-issues. But I do think it's been quite incredible over the last 5 or 6 years how much and how quickly the community has moved on this issue. You know, if you go back a couple of elections ago, Julia Gillard said she was against marriage equality because it wasn't seen as a politically sustainable stance to be pro. And as a community, we've really moved rapidly in the last 5 or 6 years. And that's why I signed the letter. I appreciate that the government went to the election with a policy on a plebiscite, that they've attempted to get that through the parliament and they haven't been able to convince the Senate that they should move there. I think the community is moving at a really rapid pace, and a policy that was locked in 2 years ago, I think it's time for them to reevaluate.
So just very briefly, we're only a minute from the news. What is it that you and the other 29 CEOs signing this letter want the Prime Minister to do?
So what I would like the Prime Minister to do is to go back and to have a look at this debate, and as he's negotiating on other pieces of legislation and doing a very good job to get some of them through quite a hostile Senate, to be flexible in the way in which he ensures that marriage equality is attained within the term of this Parliament. The only way I can see him doing that is by bringing it to a vote on the floor.
And do you see this as an issue of free speech?
I think that CEOs do have the right to speak out on issues that go beyond the borders of the four walls of their business.
Tim Reed, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Fran.
Tim Reed is CEO of the business software provider MYOB, which ironically stands for Mind Your Own Business, of course, which is kind of what Stick to Your Knitting means. He signed this letter to the Prime Minister with 29 other CEOs.